Can you hear me okay? Everybody can hear me? Not deaf? Or even mute? The real question for all of us is whether we can hear the Lord and whether we can then talk about what we hear. In the gospel today, there are these very nice people trying to do a good thing for this poor fellow. So they bring this deaf man with a speech impediment to Jesus. You know, maybe they saw him sitting off by himself all alone, and so they bring him to Jesus, something that we should all be doing, right? But it's interesting then that the first thing Jesus does is to take him away from the crowd again to be alone. What's with that? And then it's interesting that while these good-hearted people beg Jesus to lay his hand on him for healing, instead, Jesus sticks his finger in the guy's ears and spits on his tongue. Even more, what's with that? Right? Beginning to kind of think that this simple healing story is trying to tell us a lot more than just physical healing. And I think that's absolutely correct. I think Jesus takes the man away from the crowd because on some level, the good-hearted people weren't really seeing the man. They saw someone they could fix by taking him to Jesus. But they didn't really know him. And they seemed not to really have known Jesus either. Maybe in some ways it was no different than taking Jesus a broken pair of hearing aids or a broken iPad. Fix it. You know, I don't have a real relationship with the IT guy at the store. He just makes me happy by fixing my stuff. And then I go home and tend not to think a whole lot more about him. But Jesus is more than a fix-it guy. And this man was more than just deaf and mute. When Jesus sticks his finger in his ears and spits on his tongue, I think he's speaking to us. Look, I want to be more than just a fix-it guy in your life. He's getting our attention. He's invading our personal space in a big way. The next thing that Jesus did in this gospel was to look up to heaven and groan. Ugh. He didn't groan because this was something really, a really hard healing. He didn't groan because he was wearing himself out. Ugh, I'm trying so hard to heal this guy. Jesus could heal this guy in his sleep. He's groaning, I think, because he's frustrated that the real deaf and mute people are his very disciples. If you read earlier in this Gospel of Mark, just in the previous chapter, Jesus says that the hearts of his disciples were, or Mark says about Jesus' disciples, that their hearts were hardened. Ah, be opened. And then it says that the Pharisees are trying to accuse and trap him. Ugh, be opened. And then again, Mark says that the disciples, what Jesus says, are you also, to his disciples, are you also without understanding? And then right after the story we heard this morning, Jesus is asked to feed a crowd for the second time. And the disciples are again questioning and doubting whether he can really do it. Ephata, be opened. So today Jesus is groaning, not for the deaf and the mute man. He's groaning because of his deaf and mute disciples. He's groaning for us. Ugh. I so wish John there and Lily there and Carl there and all of us, right? I so wish all of you, all of us, could have our ears opened to really learn to hear him and speak him and love him. Be opened. And I think this is precisely why the church takes this opening rite from the gospel today to use in baptism, for infant baptisms. Whenever we have an infant baptism, at one point I trace the cross on the child's ears and lips and say, Ephphatha, and then continue, may the Lord soon open your ears to hear his word and your lips to proclaim his faith. Now, we don't do that because the baby is deaf and mute. We do it because the baby doesn't yet know Jesus. And we want this baby's life as a disciple to be opened and unmuted. How open are you to letting Jesus get into your personal space? He's so much more than a fix-it guy. That second reading today from James adds another whole layer of meaning to the gospel. James asks if we are making distinctions or preferences based on being rich or poor. Maybe a rich person wants to bring a poor person to Jesus for fixing, or vice versa even, right? But do I know that poor person beyond their poverty? Do I know that rich person beyond their riches? Do I know that sick person beyond their sickness? You know, because of my own particular personal likes and dislikes, tastes, it's very easy for me to be attracted to certain people, right? And then as a result, not even to notice a whole other group of people over here. St. James is not saying that we can't make friends among those whom we're attracted to. But I think he is calling us to see beyond just our friends and to serve beyond just our friends. When I overlook certain people or avoid certain people or see certain people only as their problems, who's the real deaf and mute person in this story then? And what overcomes our deafness and our speech impediments is a real relationship with Christ, where we let him get involved in our lives in personal and messy ways. He wants to take each of you away from the crowd from time to time so that he can be alone with you, get to know you, love you, heal you. He's groaning for you. The deaf man let himself be known and healed and loved, and you and I must do that too. So here's the homework for the week. Spend some alone time with the Lord this week and ask him to open you to a real relationship with him. Let the ears of your heart be opened this week.